There is only one way to heaven. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It is Tuesday. Cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. Do you believe that? I hope you do. God really cares for you. God loves you. He loves you the way you are, not the way you should be. He can't love you anymore. He won't love you any less. God loves you. But love has to be free, and so He's looking for you to cast your cares upon Him so that He can care for you. Don't hold anything back. Don't think you can do it better than God. Make that leap of faith. Today's scripture passage that I want to share with you comes from John's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 1 to 9. Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to Jesus, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." So as I said at the opening of the program, there is only one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus. Yesterday, I used the scripture passage from John's Gospel, chapter 10, where Jesus describes himself as the gate. It's a powerful image. Both these images, gate and way, they help us understand what it means for us to, one, be a follower of Jesus, two, know what our destiny is, and three, know how to achieve our destiny. Now, you hear a lot these days people saying, well, everybody believes in the same God. And they're talking about Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, Christians. That's not exactly true. We might believe that the one God created all of us. At least those of us who are called monotheists, meaning that there is only one God. Polytheists are those who believe that there's more than one God. And of course, in ancient times, polytheism was a very common practice. In fact, Abraham was the one that God chose to specifically become a monotheist who believed in Yahweh. Today, I think there are still some people who are polytheists. But even among those religions like Judaism and Islam and Christianity, even though there is a monotheism, we believe that there is one God. Yes, we can say that we all believe in the one God, but you have to understand, God made a decision. This is what Christians teach and believe. God made a decision to manifest himself as a Trinity. And within the Trinity, to send us a Savior, His Son, Jesus Christ, who took on our flesh, and while He walked the earth, He was both God and man. Now, with great respect for both Judaism and Islam, I can say to you that they do not believe that. As you know, Jewish people are still waiting for the Messiah. And the people who follow Islam, the Muslims, do not believe that there is a Trinity. They cannot understand the concept, either for lack of comprehension or being taught falsely. They think that we believe there's three gods, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We've never said that. And they also would find it very, very offensive to say that God had a son, because then they say that God had relations, made love to a woman, and brought about this natural son. So although they would consider Jesus a wonderful prophet, they would not consider him divine. They also do not believe that he died on the cross and rose from the dead. So I think it's a little disingenuous, or it's a little confusing for people to hear people say, well, we all believe in the same God. Well, we don't all believe in the same God, because the Christian God is different than the Jewish God and the Islamic God. We might all believe that there's one God, but the manifestation of this God is significantly different. And the ramifications of saying that the different understanding of God is different, the ramifications of that are significant. For example, it has to do with the way we believe in heaven. The teachings of Judaism, they're somewhat vague. Is there an afterlife? Do we believe in heaven? The teachings of Islam believe in heaven. However, the way to achieve heaven, the way a Muslim achieves heaven, is significantly different than the way a Christian achieves heaven. There is nothing in the Islamic belief that you have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God who saved you from your sins. In Islam, it's a pure act on the part of Allah that allows a person to get to heaven. The person has nothing. They are so corrupt, so they can't achieve heaven. It's a gift on the part of Allah. And among Islamic scholars, there is a debate about predestination, because there seems to be, there's some indication that Islam says some people get to heaven and some people don't get to heaven because of the decision on the part of Allah. Has nothing to do with what the person believes or doesn't believe or act or doesn't act. Well, those of you who are Christians, and I talked about this yesterday in the program, you know that we believe, especially if you're a Catholic Christian listening to the program today, you know that we say that our faith in Jesus Christ is our personal Lord and Savior, divine Son of God, and our corresponding behavior manifesting our belief in God is what gives us the opportunity to go to heaven. So that is significantly different, the way the different major monotheistic religions, Judaism, Islam, and Christianity, the way they understand God, the way they approach God, the way they understand heaven, the way they understand a person is permitted into heaven. Now, you might be asking me, well, what about those people who've never heard about Jesus Christ, can't commit themselves to Jesus Christ? Don't they get to go to heaven? Well, Catholicism has always thought that, yes, they get to go to heaven. That they've been saved, they've been redeemed by Jesus Christ. Their way of being saved is different than one who knows about Jesus, has committed himself or herself to Jesus. Catholic Christianity has never felt that God would hold it against a person if they never in their life had anyone tell them about Jesus, and therefore were never given the opportunity to commit themselves. We would say that they would go to heaven depending on their understanding of right and wrong, which is woven into the very fiber of every human being, and the way they consistently follow through and acting justly and doing the right thing. We call them anonymous Christians. So there is a possibility for all people to get to heaven, and we believe that God will judge them according to their understanding, according to their conscience, according to their behavior, according to their knowledge. But for those of you who are listening to the program right now, it's decision time. If Jesus is the way, and he really is the only way to get to heaven, you know, for those of us who believe in Jesus Christ, then you have to decide for Jesus. You have to make a commitment. You have to live that commitment wholeheartedly. You have to live it with peace and joy. You have to live it with justice and charity. You have to live it. And God knows, because God knows us better than we know ourselves. God probes us and knows us, Psalm 139 says. And so make your decision. And then fortify your decision with prayer and sacrament and Bible scripture reading and with a community of believers so that you don't waver when suffering comes. You don't waver when criticism comes. You don't waver when persecution comes. You don't waver when people dismiss you, write you off as some type of religious fanatic. And this especially hurts when somebody in my own family does it, right? So it's very important for you and I to make this decision, and I invite you to do that right as we're talking, right now. Say, Jesus, I accept you into my life. Jesus, give me the graces so that I can follow you day by day by day by day by day. Remember what Jesus said, anybody puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not worthy of the kingdom of God. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Today's prayer partner, women who have cancer of the uterus. It's a frightening experience for women. Their hormones, or the hormonal system of a woman is more complicated than for men, more delicate, and of course, since cancer of the uterus affects their whole ability to have children and not have children, we want to pray for them. We want to ask God to heal women who have cancer of the uterus. Today's food for thought comes from a woman named Grace Brain. She writes, there is no extra time to pray. Prayer must be put where something else would be. Something else will have to go. What's she saying? It has to be a real priority in our life, right? All right, today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. These three pastors are complaining about a problem they have. They all have bats in their church. The first pastor said, I tried to get rid of the bats. I got a shotgun. I shot at all the bats. I didn't hit any of them. Now I got holes in the roof. When it rains, it leaks. The second pastor said, well, I didn't have any luck either. I captured all the bats, drove them 100 miles away. I let them go. They got back to the church before I did. The third pastor said, well, I got rid of my bats. You did? Yep, they're gone. How'd you get rid of your bats? Well, I gather them all in the sanctuary, I baptize and confirm them, and they haven't been back since. Good joke, no? Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Send me your prayer intentions. I'll be your prayer partner and pray with you and for you. Let me know if you want my newsletter. There's no charge for it. It comes out 6 times a year. Send me some support to keep my hospital open in Mexico for the very poor and sick. That's check is made out to TASH, Tash, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there's sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.